The emperor jumped out of bed right away and sent for his own doctor. But what could he do? Then they sent for a watchmaker, and after a good deal of talking and looking, the bird was put into something like order. But the watchmaker said that the bird must be carefully treated, for the pivots were worn. There was great lamentation. Only once in a year was it permitted to let the bird sing. Now 5 years had gone by, and a real grief came upon the whole nation. The Chinese did, after all, like their emperor very much, and now he was ill, and they said he couldn't live much longer. Already a new emperor had been chosen, and the people stood out in the street and asked the cavalier how their old emperor was. "Pooh," he said, and shook his head. Cold and pale, the emperor lay in his big, gorgeous bed. The whole court thought him dead, and each one ran to bow to the new emperor. But the emperor was not dead yet. Stiff and pale, he lay on the gorgeous bed with the long velvet curtains and the heavy gold tassels. High up, a window stood open, and the moon shone in on the emperor and the artificial bird. The poor emperor could scarcely breathe. It was just as if something sat on his chest and had put on his crown and held in one hand the emperor's gold sword and in the other his beautiful banner.